like random.
I see sinners in a church.
Lots of shenanigans. And all of the topics. And not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Tuesday night, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on
98.1
for your weekly random rendezvous with
the story of never ending.
Reza,
your introversion that you have.
RaglanRadio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey.
Kia ora, everyone. As you can tell, that is still the old jingle because it's Monday now. Monday, 7 till 8:30-ish. Probably today only till 8 because I'm pretty tired. Hope you all had a good weekend. I actually had a really long weekend because I took Friday off. Yeah! And I was away. Being away is always nice and then it's fun to come back. So today is probably going to be a bit more of a quiet song time. I say, here's an oldie but goldie, Alt J with Taro.
And China Kappa jumps to 2 feet creep of the road. To photo to record me lumps and war. Their ancestors his chance. So
J, everybody, with Taro, a New York band from the UK. I always thought from the States somehow. Next up is Zaina Bose with Breathe, a Swedish singer-songwriter. Swedish singer-songwriter Zaina Bose with Breathe. And next is a classic moderat electronic music from Berlin. And this is Damage Done.
Scratch the words with false inspiration. A thorn buried deep in my side. life done, rip the tongue from my hide.
German electronic music supergroup originating in Berlin. They're also known as Apparat and Mode Selector. They have so many projects. Good music. If you're into electro, you're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. It's Monday night. I'm going to be here till 8-ish. And surprise, surprise, we have a new segment on a Monday. I'm going to have Neil, son of Anthony, and soon, and our new segment is called Raglan Rage, where we will look into the deep, deep psychological meaning of the Raglan Notice Board, what it teaches us, what we can take from it, and how it might help us to be better humans. Another 13 minutes to go, then Neil will be here with me, and we talk about Raglan Rage, a.k.a. the Notice Board. He's going to bring his favorites from last week, and we're just going to have a bit of banter about that. If you're more into PG-16 stuff, tune in tomorrow night. That's my PG-16 show. Reza After Dark, talking about all sorts of things, reading kinky stories, talking about sex, talking about gender, talking about stuff. I have no idea yet what I do tomorrow. So far, I don't have a guest, but we shall see. Might have a friend to hang out with, but that's about it. Yeah, you know, just winging it. I mean, that's community radio. We're all just winging it most of the time. Speaking of Apparat, it's also a song that I like to play a lot. Here's Arcadia.
What's to come on? Why? For life.
Rad with Arcadia. I've played that song heaps of times. Such a beautiful track. Somehow reminds me of a sunset or a sunrise. In Berlin, actually. Maybe because I've listened to that song a lot when the sun came up or the sun just went down. That could be it. That's a good explanation. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. Tomorrow it's Reza After Dark, 8:30 till 9:30, and I'm here for another 30 minutes waiting on Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey, Toland, because we're going to do our new segment, which is Raglan Rage. So Neil's going to bring his favorite Raglan notice board advertisements. Speaking of the devil, he just arrived. Going to welcome him, and then we'll be back and talk some Raglan Rage. Here's Sinead O'Connor, just like you said it would be.
Nothing.
Sinead, so much rage. Just like she said it would be. Sinead O'Connor, just like you said it would be. That song, I always feel like Sinead O'Connor has a lot of rage, which brings me to our next segment. We're going to do Reglan Rage with Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey. Welcome, Neil.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and it's great to come here and get a few things off my chest.
Yes, you're back. We talked about it a few weeks ago when you were here that we should do a little segment about the Reglan Notice Board because it's just so educational for all sorts
just
of reasons.
So much content, so much good stuff.
So much good stuff that people need to talk about more.
It has. And it's been a great week, hasn't it?
Has it?
It's been a great week.
I haven't even looked. I was like, I hope Neil's going to surprise me on Monday.
So there's been a lot of cats obviously going missing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I did notice.
They're out wandering. They're doing their thing, having their freedom.
What cats do, just fuck off. And
freedom, you know.
Freedom. It's called freedom.
I'm out here. A few cats. A lot of indoor plants for sale, which have been really great to see.
Yes. I think one of my friends, she's leaving town and she's a plant lady, so she said, I bought a few.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's cool.
Gotta love indoor plants. Gotta love them. Each one is special.
Yo.
Quite a few rooms to rent this week, I've noticed.
No.
Yeah.
The rental market in Reglan is improving, is what you're saying?
Just there seems to be a lot of rooms, you know, a lot of places.
Good rooms? Bad rooms? Rooms.
But I think, I'm not sure. I didn't go too deep. I didn't want to go outside the house and have a look. And
You're literally just.
And also a few FPOS and credit cards going missing, including my FPOS card, actually, the other week, if anyone finds that. It says Neil Tolan on it.
Mm.
It's a Kiwi Bank one.
Okay. A few ones.
Yeah.
Here and there.
But I guess the big stories.
Yes, the big
that's
stories.
That's
overall. Just the normal stuff. Plants,
but
rooms,
the
cats.
Big one is we have a white 4-cube shelf missing.
Oh, my friend posted that.
It's missing. Yes. It's gone. So it's out there somewhere.
Do you know, her kids were selling lemonade.
They
and
were.
While they were packing up, like literally just walking up the house, somebody took the thing. And I'm like, isn't it normal, like isn't it courtesy to be like if somebody puts shit on the stuff on the road and it says free, then you take it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't say anything on it, would you take it? Would you take it?
I wouldn't, unless it was there, unless there was lots of other stuff there and it looked like kind of old.
And it was also in the driveway. It wasn't even on the, you know?
It's not good. So if anyone goes to a party and they see a 4-cube white shelf and needs to go back, think of the kids.
Think of the children.
And look at the photo
Somebody
there.
Somebody please think
look
of
at the kids.
Children.
Cookies and lemonade.
Yeah. I know these kids. I love them.
So
they sell good stuff. And now they can't sell their things anymore.
So you've done kids out of business.
Yeah, you're basically ruining young local business.
And we've got to start kids, you know, making money early on. So
Child labor is very important.
That. Yeah.
Child labor is very important. I just saw that this weekend. I was, I'm not going to tell you which cafe it was, but I was in a cafe. And the owners make their kids work all weekend.
Wow, there you
go. I was like, there you go.
But they
kind of do it early.
Like when I went to school, I actually loved playing shop. You know, when the teacher had the shop out, it was kind of really fun. So maybe there's an element of that as a kid. It's a bit of fun.
Maybe. I mean, those kids looked really bored and really like they didn't enjoy themselves. Maybe because the weather was nice. You know?
Yeah.
But hey.
It's tough.
So anyways, if somebody has seen those white cube, it looks a bit like IKEA-ish.
Yeah.
We do have IKEA now in this country, don't
we? Yeah, I understand we do. Yeah,
Is that IKEA though?
It's very similar. It could be something like that. I always find that actually all those units break. You could if you move house once or move it to another room, they just break.
So the person who removed it has probably already broken it,
is
what you're saying.
If you want like to buy a brand new one. But as a whole community, if we can just
Things back.
I was going to say, just point our fingers at the speaker and we're just going to, at that person, just go, shame.
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 So much shame. Come forward. You can drop that off at the Reglan Radio during the day. I'm sure
you can.
The team will pass
or
it on.
Or maybe where you got it from.
But they might not want to be seen. It could be a very embarrassing.
At night?
Yeah.
Sneaky
maybe night.
Night?
Yeah.
Move. It's dark at 6, so easy.
Yeah, so that could be a...
Funnily enough, I've seen a few of those posts lately, like, and it's always really nice because people are like, I'm sure it was an honest mistake, but my son's bike is missing and we put it in front of the club, or my son's roller, I'm like, scooter is missing. I'm like, well, you're trying to be nice,
That's
although
nice,
you know
yeah.
it's been stolen.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, who steals kids' things?
There was a couple in Hamilton and they were the same. I'm really sorry I drove my car through the shop and grabbed all the stuff. I'm really sorry.
So I thought it's up for grabs.
Yeah.
It looked like it's free.
So that was one of the posts. Another post is So Not Cool, Common Raglan, blue bags only at these drop-off points. So a bit of dumping of rubbish.
Oh, like even if you put a black normal plastic bag, people like Zero Waste won't take it, right?
So there's our photo
Yeah, now that's not good.
And everyone adds to it, and there's a bit of stuff in there.
That's not good.
Felix Larson, if you ever want to, he comes up with a great.
If you want to win talk
of the year.
To a keyboard warrior, go talk to Felix. He knows how it's done.
He knows.
I know. I post something, and I know he will have an answer. And he will reply to whatever I'm saying.
And it's a great answer.
It's a great answer. Always is.
I think he might be actually AI himself as a person.
Could he
reply. So some people said, because I think there was an envelope there with someone's name on it.
Mm.
And some people said it might not be the people. And Felix did say, yep, I just steal mail from my neighbor's letterbox and stuff it in the bags before I dump them. So that means that they get blamed, which is a very important. And then
a great point.
Someone else said, yep, I'm going to do that from now on. So that was
it. Wow, people of Raglan.
And a lot of comments, set up cameras.
150 comments,
I bet. Yeah, so that's always a popular one, the rubbish dumping, which is fair enough because...
I mean, it is shit. It's not great.
It's not the best.
But I also feel like I don't think I'm a very busy person, but I just wouldn't have... It wouldn't pop in my mind to see something, take a picture... Take the time to post it on a noseboard and write a big... It's just not me. It's not my nature. Although, I have keyboard warriored, I have to say. Mm. Sometimes when you get in the mood and you're like, oh, I'm just so angry. I need to come into those idiot people who say stupid shit on the internet. Yeah.
When you hit the internet. I mean, I've done it a few times where you've got it all ready to go. You're about to hit the internet and you go, actually...
Yeah,
I don't need the next hour of just watching this develop.
Yeah.
But some days you do need that. Some days you do need...
Hey, sometimes that's just what you need. You brought a song for us today.
Just a nice song. I'll read out my... I've got another one here.
This.
But this is a bit, bit of background music just to... if the week has been tough for you out there with the notice board and you are finding it a bit stressed...
Yeah.
You want to just... Take some time out, then
listen to
this.
That
is a great
song.
This is a great song just to
Mr. Lucky,
you.
Carl Jenkins, and the Wolf music. It's like you said, it's a supermarket music.
It's pretty much
or elevator.
And I guess there was some lawyers actually, and they used to be on the top floor of a building. I don't know if the story's true or not, but they had really nice music that took you up to the top floor, so that when you got there, you were actually really relaxed because there was a lot of. angry people and that kind of thing. So music does actually work.
I mean, I'm sure it does.
I mean, I go to Four Square sometimes just for the music.
Just to relax.
Yeah, just for the great tunes.
Or are you going to Four Square to look who steals stuff, take a picture of them and post them on the notice board?
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
There hasn't been many of those.
Done. And then I always wonder, what about data security? I know that in Germany, but only because I know the law, you wouldn't be able to do that. You can't just take a person's picture and post it and without their consent and say, this person has done this and this. It's like, you get in trouble for that.
You should always ask, if you do see someone stealing, go up to them and say, do you mind if I take a picture of you so I can post it up to the notice
board? I'm sure they're fine with that.
I think
why
be
wouldn't
fine?
They?
Because you could say, otherwise I will be telling the owners.
Yeah, and not just the notice board. But hey, everybody's afraid of the notice board.
I'm connected to so many neighborhood community notice boards, and I will fire them all.
Have you also noticed, pun intended, that there's the real Raglan notice board, and then there's even one more, and I'm like, okay, what's now the difference, and why do you think I need to be in... Do we need to be in all of them?
Yeah, you can miss things. I mean, and there's probably ones that we don't even know about that we're not cool enough to be in.
You and I not cool enough.
I'd say if there's a cooler,
you mean the admins wouldn't allow us in,
or we just don't know about it. It's kind of hidden away.
Oh, the Illuminati rule it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm part of the page Mud Dolphin Excursions. Have you heard of that group?
No,
they are fantastic. They've got a great site and they host a lot of events, and it's all about the mud dolphin, which is very popular in Raglan.
Okay,
so
wow.
I'll send you the link to that page.
That's a rabbit hole, to go down in.
I think there's 35 people in the group.
And you know each other, all of you guys.
Yeah, I don't want to go too much into it, obviously. If there are people out there that do want to join the Mud Dolphin Excursions and find out, it's another kind of Raglan page in a way.
Yeah, I feel like I'm fine with the one. Even the Raglan online sales and then garage sale and then swap and collect and then I'm like, oh, now I need to post it on all those because
you're gonna
miss out on the possible not buyers that do not come to my house and pick it up when they say they would. You notice that is a problem. If you say it's for free, people tell you they come and they don't. As soon as you put like a little price on it, $3, $5, they come.
Well, don't I actually had a friend and he had a fridge. I think the freezer didn't work, but the fridge worked. And he wanted to get rid of it. And obviously, it's a bit of a hassle to take the dump. So what he did was he put $20 on it and put it outside the front of his house. And then someone stole it, which was great for him because he got rid of it. And not where we want to encourage you all to do that, but that was just a great bit of ingenuity, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's smart. Man, I just remembered, like, I don't think I've looked on the notice board for. Oh, you know what's another great page to look at all your moaners and complainers?
Yeah.
Waikato District Council. Yeah. Oh my.
It's up there with Hamilton City
they,
Council as well.
Yeah, if they post something, wow, you can expect 200 comments of just.
Yeah, people are waiting.
Waiting for it to be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. It's incredible.
Yeah. I think people have copy and paste. They've got some pages set up and it's just all their comments and it's just.
Oh, just use that one.
Boom. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do feel at times very. Must be a hard job to have to respond to that and be happy, especially if you've had a bad day and you've just arrived Monday after a big weekend. And
you're like, okay, let's do some comments on the Facebook.
Let's keep it nice and clean and happy.
Yeah. And I mean, even do you see the comment? Like, because of course, to some questions they reply. And I always feel like, oh, it's, you know, always very formal and written. Yeah. And of course,
they gotta be,
they gotta be friendly. And I'm like, oh my god, I wonder what they're thinking. Just be like, you know, clenching your hands and be like,
yes. So big shout out to all the social media people that work in those organizations where they get a bit of
abuse,
a bit of abuse, and
it's just freaking abuse. And I always feel like the digital abuse these days is so intense. And I mean, we've heard all the stories of bullying teenagers and all that. You know, that's really effed up. But I feel like it's. Most of those things people would never say into your face, right?
Exactly.
It's all online. It's all like, oh, here, I'm just going to.
And a lot of it is not our teenagers. A lot of it is adults who should know better on how to speak.
Old people who also are very illiterate when it comes to digital age.
Yes.
My dad, for example, he's like, but I'm on the blogs and I know the things. I'm like, oh my god, the blogs you're reading, they're so dumb and there's no research done. Oh, you're talking about authors. Those dipshits aren't authors. They're idiots. They can write whatever. He also doesn't understand the bot situation.
Yeah,
you know, that there's actual
they're out there,
out there people setting up those things that just, you know,
firing it off.
I'm like, people need some digital education. Maybe that should be a school subject.
It should be. Yeah, it's all out there. And
Raglan Rage, you guys, our new segment on Rendezvous with Reza on Monday with Neil, son of Anthony Funky Monkey Dolan.
Correct. And I do have one more kind of key post that happened last week. This was the I am saddened to find out that a bunch of Raglan keyboard warriors were at it once again. So shout out to all those keyboard warriors out there.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my neighbour, a very lovely, kind lady, to post a picture of a deceased cat today.
Oh,
thoughts go up for that cat.
Oh, that deceased cat thing. That I was like, what is happening? I literally couldn't. Why is?
So basically, she came home that night and to find out the classics of Raglan posted some very insensitive comments, and it's so disappointed. And so I guess that triggered off, you know, quite a few comments.
Oh, gosh.
Obviously, there were people there in support, but there was, you know, there's other people there. Welcome to the internet, which is a fair point. You know, there's welcome out there. I mean, it's all there, isn't it? It's all there.
Hey, remind me real quick. Didn't you? I'm pretty sure it was you because it sounds like a you thing. You know those scams that go around with like shipping container?
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you do that? And you kind of did that whole scammed the scammer basically and tried to set something up and then you posted
it was
the whole thread.
Yeah,
and
feel free.
That was so hilarious. Best 10 minutes of my life.
It is. It's good. They just kept. So it was just.
Yeah.
We were trying to buy a container for my work and then we entered this company who didn't really exist. It was all a bit dodgy and too cheap. And so that was a whole day's entertainment, really, just They keep coming back with, yes, perfect. That's the direction I want you to take this.
And then you're like, oh, by the way. And then you kind of like made personal problems. Like, so, I can't come then because my blah, 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 blah. And you just completely derailed the whole thing.
So check that out. It's on my my Facebook profile. I think it's public. So anyone can
look. Yeah, check it out. It's very entertaining to see. I've listened to a lot of podcasts lately about scams and how they work. There's a few did that too, to scam the scammer and see what happens. Turns out some of those people on the other end actually are also hostages of bigger people who make them do all this stuff. Otherwise, you know, that's some intense stuff. Man, digital age, it's dangerous.
Welcome to the internet.
I always say, because I'm on those sites where work remotely or work from home, and then there's always like, if you want to make $2,000 a day, and I'm like, you got, and everybody's like, PM me, oh yeah, I'm interested. I'm like, you guys, this profile is a week old. Like,
exactly.
It's obvious. It's like, 17th of April.
There's 55 posts, and they all happened yesterday.
Yes, and it's all the same, and it's this profile is a week old, and that's it.
I get quite a few from Samsung, some girls that work in Samsung. So it's like Lisa Honest or Melody Honest.
No.
And you want them to be, this person looks quite nice.
Yeah.
Then you go, okay. But there's so many people, you look on the how many friends, and there's a lot of guys that just... obviously fallen for it.
Yeah. Oh, we won't fall for that shit.
We won't.
But we fall for the Raglan Notice Board. We love it.
We do. So a big shout out to the Raglan Notice Board and...
the Keyboard Warriors and all the other people who are involved on a daily basis to keep it interesting, entertaining, and make our winter worthwhile.
It really does make winter... It makes winter go faster, doesn't it?
Yeah. Or... Yeah.
Does it?
Or
no,
does it?
Probably,
I don't know.
No, it
probably
doesn't.
Not.
Doesn't.
Anyways, this was Raglan Rage, our newest segment with Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey Dolan.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in and for sharing your Raglan Notice Board Rage.
I was just walking past. So.
Yeah, of course. Just like last time. And see you soon.
Catch you. This that out your body music. Break down a wall, kick open that door. Walk on the stage in a yellow encore. Get the back and leave in a brand new Porsche. Shorty won't ride, put the whip in sport. Real big numbers, count up like a dork. For a couple bands, turn you to corpse. I've been ballin', I don't need a court. I'm tryna go, I'm tryna rage, I'm tryna go. I'm tryna rage, I'm tryna go. I'm tryna rage, I'm tryna go. I'm tryna rage, give me your throat, bitch, give me your neck. Give me your throat, bitch, give me your neck. I done bossed up, I got me a check. I done bossed up, I got me a check. I got the crowd lit, yeah, they jumpin'. Before I go on the stage, smoke an onion. I was just down bad in the dungeon. I feel a heartbeat when we fuckin'. I give them pain, you hit a bass. I got them tats right on my face. I see the cops, then I escape. Know they be watching, tryin' build a case. I'm in a drop top with a cutie. Riding through Philly, she ask where it's Uzi. I'm in the top floor making movies. Your man's in a hot box, that's a hoochie. She wanna go to the telly, she a groupie. Interior all vanilla like a smoothie. Smoking on good runs like a doobie. This a spliff, nigga, not a loosey. Oh, the chopper make him do the cha-cha. Watch the bodies hit the flow. Watch the bodies hit the flow. Watch the bodies hit the flow. Yeah, I'm tryna punch somebody. Yeah, I'm tryna hit on somebody. I'm tryna punch somebody. Yeah, I'm tryna hit on somebody. I'm tryna punch somebody. Yeah, I'm tryna hit on somebody. Let's go. I'm tryna punch somebody. Yeah, I'm tryna hit on somebody. Let's go. I'm tryna punch somebody. Yeah, I'm tryna catch me body. Let's go. I'm tryna punch somebody. Yeah, I'm tryna catch me body. It's that out your body music. Break down a wall, kick open that door. Walk on the stage in a yellow encore. Get the back and leave in a brand new Porsche. Shorty won't ride, put the whip in sport. Real big numbers, count up like a dork. For a couple bands, turn you to corpse. I've been ballin', I don't need a court. I'm tryna go, I'm tryna rage, I'm tryna go.
Right.
I'm tryna rage, I'm tryna go. I'm tryna rage, I'm tryna
rage.
Go. I'm tryna rage, give me your
that's
throat,
what
bitch, give me your neck. Give
Neil,
me your throat, bitch, give me your neck.
Son of Anthony, Funky Monkey Tola and I were talking about the rage on the Raglan Notice Board. And then I was just Googling rage songs and that came up. Could have played Rage Against the Machine, right? No. It's Lil Skies with Rage.
In the rave, rolling up. Can't see nobody got courage.
I don't even know this dude.
I'm a big boss dog, I earned it.
From the US.
In person, I told her to leave it urgent. I did that shit on purpose. Yeah, shorty wanna fuck with me. Everything is not what it seems. Trying to let you live out your dreams. Run it up, now you want one.
At least that woke me up.
That's done. Living life
fun,
like
fun shit talk.
Karate chop all my demons.
get out Excuse the way. Me. I feel like Lil Wayne, where my train. I feel like Tony Hawk when I skate. I got a plug, met up.
Didn't know this board, y'all.
Just the other day. You ain't help me out, I still made a way. I keep my faith high when I pray. Niggas ain't got bars, they be fake. This off top, no pen, no paint. This all smoke, no fucking bait.
This thing, this is interest, more interesting this that make the world than shake. The song. This that make that.
Hi, listening to Jeff's All That Jazz and Mataz on Raglan's friendly community radio station, 98.1 FM. Thursday mornings, 10:30 to 1:30.
Awesome!
On the air, on the web, 24/7, raglanradio.com.
Yo. Raglan Community Radio, you're listening to Rendezvous with Reza, now always Monday, 7 till 8 or 8:30 or however long I feel like it. Today, don't feel like it, don't feel like talking much, so here's lots of songs. Oh, this is Halos, Happy Sad. Sometimes those two feelings exist, happy and sad at the same time.
Fragile resolution.
Kalos with Happy Sad from the album Any Random Kindness. And here's Chet Faker with Cigarettes and Chocolate. Great combination. This is Rendezvous with Reza Monday night, 7 till 8 tonight. Cigarettes and chocolate. Maybe that's what you're gonna do. Ciggy and chocolate. I'm gonna go home, go to bed. Pretty pooped. That's your new Monday night rendezvous with Reza and Neil, a little bit for the Reagan Rage. It's almost 8 o'clock. If you want something a bit different, PG16, tune in tomorrow night, 8:30 till 9:30. Probably gonna read some PG16 stories. That's Tuesday night. And if not, I shall hear or see you next Monday. If you got nothing better to do on the weekend, there is the Women's Adventure Race on Saturday at Wainu Reserve. Raglan Community Radio will be there. I will be there to interview people and walk around and do things. Should be fun. Come on out. Even if you don't participate in the actual race, it should still be pretty fun to just hang out. Let's hope the weather will stick around as it did just this weekend gone. And have a lovely Monday evening. And I shall see you all, hear you all tomorrow or next Monday. Kia ora.